Golf here. The Lady Beaver golf team has been pretty busy this year. They were at their home meet last Thursday. Had a pretty good day there. And then yesterday they were at a pretty challenging course in Syracuse, Tamaris golf course there. They will be at league coming up here on Monday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here. And we got a couple of the golfers joining us here, a couple juniors. Lexi Swint joins us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. As you've moved through this junior season, you've had a pretty good improvement throughout the year here. And how do you feel like your golf game has been?
I'd say I'm definitely improving a bunch and cutting down on my score a lot.
All right. Yesterday at Syracuse, how was that for you?
I'd say Syracuse was pretty good. I was 2 strokes away from getting in the top 10. I shot a 108.
All right. Was that probably your best meet you've had this year?
Yeah.
All right. What's been the maybe the big reason in a positive way that you have made that improvement in there, cutting down your shots?
Just taking my time with the ball and shifting my weight when I hit my irons.
Okay, and what part of your game have you improved upon the most?
I'd say my drives.
All right, and you know, what have you learned probably the most as well throughout this season?
Not to hit my chips as hard.
All right. Over-chip. Yeah, don't overchip. That's right. That's. And you talk about chipping, it's also good not to overeat chips, too. So,
yeah.
You know, too many chips there. But, no, looking ahead here, you got league and regionals. And can you believe you're to that moment of the year?
No, it's went by really fast.
All right. Yeah. What would you like to see from yourself over the next couple of meets here and hopefully maybe get that opportunity to go to state?
I would like my score to get lowered, improve on my putting and chipping a bunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's been your favorite meet so far this year?
Probably Syracuse, just because how well it went.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good season, Lexi. Thank you again for the time here, and good luck to you the rest of this season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Lexi Schmidt joining us here. We got another junior joining us here, and Miley Depperschmidt. She'll get the headset on here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
All right. Doing all right. Thank you. Yesterday, I believe you were at Syracuse. How'd that go for you?
It went pretty well for me. I shot my best score I've ever shot at Syracuse, so that was pretty cool.
What seemed to work well for you yesterday?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I think I just took my time with my shots, and I didn't try to, like, kill it. Like, mainly, I just kind of took my time with my shots.
Is it tough sometimes not to overthink things when you're playing golf?
Very much so. Golf is definitely a mental sport.
Yeah, I would say it's, more mental than, you know, anything else there. But what do you enjoy the most about it?
Honestly, I just really enjoy being around others and just the environment you get to go play in sometimes.
All right, and, you know, you've had a lot of improvement this year. What has been your favorite course?
There's been a lot of fun ones I've been on, but I think Syracuse is probably my favorite one just because I did so good on it, and it's been one of the hardest courses.
Have you learned a little bit about what the first time you've seen those tamarisk plants or whatever? Okay, I guess it has been then. I know, but that's what that course is, a lot of those tamarisk plants. You'll have to do a little research on that sometime.
All I know is don't hit in them.
Don't hit it. That's good. Good words of wisdom there. But you get league and hopefully regionals coming up here. And what are you wanting to see from yourself here as you work through your junior campaign?
Definitely just taking my time with my shots and not trying to overkill.
All right. That's always important there. But I'm glad you're enjoying your season here. And has it gone too fast?
I don't really know.
Yeah. Oh, I think it has. You're almost in October already. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe.
All right. Well, thank you, Miley, here for the time here, and good luck to you coming up the rest of the way this year.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Miley Depperschmidt joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we're going to get to talk here with Coach Dakota Hayes here as Scott City will be in competition here coming up here. We'll talk a little bit about that here momentarily. But you do have yesterday you did take some girls there to Syracuse. And I guess kind of reflect back on that meet there yesterday.
You know, it's one of those courses that the girls really don't. They don't like it's a challenging course, but I think it shows mm-hmm. a lot of areas where you improved mm-hmm. as far as getting more consistent and stuff like that. But both Lexi and Miley shot their season best, and on a challenging course like that, you can't be even more proud. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I told them, I said, hey, on those back holes, don't mm-hmm. pull your driver. If mm-hmm. if you hit one bad one, put it away. Get your most accurate club and go with it. But they both were hitting the driver pretty well and all that stuff and chipping and putting and all that stuff. I think they played really, really well, which is what we want to see right before we roll into that league tournament and even regionals. So,
and, you know, it's just, I think we talk about this every week, but it's just still amazing how much they've improved this year.
No, yeah. You know, they've taken to every drill and everything that we've done, and they take it to heart. And the thing is when they start getting frustrated, that just shows me that they care. And mm-hmm. it's like, hey, just take a step back. Let's think about this. Let's talk about it a little bit, and then go ahead and try to fix some of that stuff. And they've all done really, really well. I'm super proud of all of them. I mean, we got a small team with just six girls, but every one of them have improved in one area or another throughout the season. And you couldn't be more happy with the results. So,
I think what you probably like to see more than anything else, and you know, and it's an individual game where you want to improve on your score, but also kind of in the same time want to move up the leaderboard as well. You see a lot of these teams and a lot of these players at pretty much every meet this year, and you got to like how they've been able to kind of continue to move up and maybe pass some players that they weren't beating at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, no, we started the season a little rough, but it, you know, they kept powering through and went through that, and now they're beating girls that have been beating mm-hmm. them for the majority of the season, and that's just awesome to see.
All right, and league on Monday, and where is that at?
Hugoton.
Okay, you go back there, and some that can be an advantage, that can be a disadvantage, but I think more pros and cons. You're back to a spot where you guys were beginning of the year.
Yeah, it is a course that is pretty open, mm-hmm. So your misses are a little bit more wide than they were before. But like you said, it's a course that we've played before and we kind of know, and being able to take that course management that you learned from mm-hmm. the first time we played it to now, mm-hmm. Especially when they're a little bit more accurate and that kind of stuff, have a little bit more confidence coming in. Just telling them to, hey, just swing away and chew off some yardages to that pin and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm excited to see what they can do, and hopefully we can get a good team rally together. We haven't posted a team score yet because we're only playing three on varsity, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things that, if we can get one of them into the, you know, top 12 of the GWAC, you know, that's pretty impressive.
And I was just going to lead me into my next question here. How close are you to maybe posting that team score and having another couple on the varsity?
Grace has been playing really, really well. Mm-hmm. I've kind of given her the option. You know, it's one of those things where you don't want to put somebody in a situation mm-hmm. where they feel like they're not going to do well. So she's on the fence. I think she's going to go to Syracuse tomorrow for the JV tournament mm-hmm. and play in that. And we're going to, really decide, you know, cause she's still got a few tournaments to be able to play in. Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of decide on how well she plays down there, to decide if she's going to go to league, and then league will kind of lead in there to regionals. She posted a great score at the Scott City JV tournament. Mm-hmm. I feel like she posted a pretty good score. First time playing 18 holes at our home tournament. And you know, you just couldn't be more proud of somebody that's mm-hmm. that's really invested and worked as hard as she has. You know, and not to take anything away from the other girls, they all have worked hard. Mm-hmm. You know, but to see her really start doing well and enjoying it a little bit more, that's just, it's awesome to be a part of and see. So,
all right. Yeah. And mentioned that Monday as well. Then, of course, we knew what was going to happen for sure. He had, it was kind of the inevitable, whether they're going to be 3A or 4A. And, well, 4A anyway. But interesting, there's a few other 3A schools that bumped up to 4A, and they're going to be at that Wellington Regional. Holcomb, one of them as well. So there'll be four league schools that'll be headed to regionals at Wellington in 2.5 weeks here. And so, you know, that's an opportunity to play a whole different course and with a whole bunch of different players, even though there'll be some from the region.
Yeah. I think the thing that all the girls aren't looking forward to is the 4.5 hour drive down there. But it'll be interesting to see. 4A is pretty competitive, just mm-hmm. like the 3A run. But hopefully we can get a couple girls maybe to shoot pretty well on a course that they haven't really seen mm-hmm. before. And Sunday we'll go down a little early and be able to, you know, walk around the course, maybe play it a little bit, and hopefully just get them their bearings straight and all that kind of stuff, and play it well and give yourself the best chance that you can. I know that from what I've heard from other coaches, mm-hmm. I've never been to the Wellington mm-hmm. course, but they said it's a great course. It is pretty challenging, but you know, I was talking to the Hugoton coach yesterday, and he said it's a good course, but he says you got to kind of be on top of what you're doing and that kind of stuff, and it's a learning curve, just like, you know, for me, just like any of the girls. So hopefully the more information I can gather, the more I can pass on to them to try to help them do the best that they can.
All right. I can't believe we're talking about that already. It's just this season just here and gone.
Yeah, it has flown by.
Yes. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here talking girls golf here as Scott City be a league on Monday down at Hugoton. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you coming up on Monday.
Thanks, Adam.